Good morning, everyone. So today we're going to deviate from our usual practice, and we are going to touch on a bit of a controversial topic, and that is whether or not, api halacha, a person is allowed to hold his wife's hand when he walks with her on the street. We're not talking about the hashkafa aspects of the shaila. We're strictly talking about the halacha aspect. And the question is this mutter or is this asur? And the source of this discussion is actually a very interesting Gemara in the Seches Baba Basra Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara tells us about Rav Bino. Rav Bino was one of the Amiroim, and he had a practice of marking off graves. And the reason why he did this was to prevent a corpse from being metame, a kayin that was in the same oil. In order to prevent tumah from being emitted and enveloping the area and thereby being metame the kayin, so he would make sure to mark off the graves to notify anyone entering the area that there was tumah present in the area. So he comes to the kever of Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu, we know, was buried in Maris HaMachpelah. And Eliezer Eved Avram was standing by the entrance and blocking off the entrance. Rav Bino asks him why he is blocking off the entrance. Eliezer responds and he says that Avram Avinu is busy. He's lying in the arms of his wife, Sarah, and she is being ma'ayin bereshe, she is looking at his head. She's being ma'ayin bereshe, and he is lying in her arms, so I'm blocking off the entrance and preventing people from walking in. So Rav Bino hesitated to proceed, and he then hears Avram Avinu call out to Eliezer, Eved Avram. He calls out to Eliezer and he says, let him in. Let him in. Why? So he said, everyone knows that after a person passes away, there's no physical taiva present. Obviously, we're not exhibiting regular physical desires when I'm lying in her arms. And therefore, there's no issue with letting Rav Bino in and letting him watch what is taking place. Because anyways, we are already in the next world, and there's no concern of taiva, of hirhur, and anything of that nature. That is what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Nun Ches. Says the Namuki Yosef, it's mashma from here, that were they to be alive, then it would be a problem. It would be asar api halacha for Avram Avinu to lie in the arms of his wife Sarah and to have her look into something in his hair, because it's showing chiba in front of achirim, in front of other people, and it would be usur if they were to be alive. And since it was specifically a case where they already passed on, and there was therefore no chashash that it would lead to hirhur or taiva, therefore in that case it was mutter. But normally, says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, it would be usur to be marechiba b'fnei achirim. So even if it's your wife, there's a prohibition of demonstrating affection in front of other people. The Ramah, in Evan HaEzer, Simen Chof Aleph, Sif Hei, brings this Nemuki Yosef down lahalocha. And the Ramah tells us that if you have a couple and they are with other people present, the wife shouldn't look into the husband's hair in order to remove lice or anything of that nature, because it's being mara chiba b'fnei achirim. And he points out this in Muki Yosef, who derives this halacha from this Gemara in Baba Basra, that you're not supposed to be mara chiba b'fnei achirim. You're not allowed to demonstrate affection in front of other people. As is Dr. Ramo. However, the Drisha disagrees and says, the Drisha, I don't understand. In the case of the Gemara, it was a case where Avram was lying in her arms, plus she was looking at his head. It's mashma that only in that case it would be usur if they were to be alive. Which is mashma that dafka, if he's lying in her arms, which is a real demonstration of chiba, do we say that this shouldn't be done in front of other people? However, if it was just being ma'ayin bereshe, just checking, let's say, his hair for lice, that wouldn't be a major demonstration of chiba, and it's mashma it would be mutter. That's the opinion of the Drisha. Now the Taz brings this down, and he says that even the Rashbam is really mashma like the Drisha, that merely looking into his hair for lice would be mutter because it's not a major demonstration of chiba. Because the Rashbam says that since In this case, they already passed on. There was no chashash of being marechiba because they were already dead, and therefore it wouldn't lead to any taiva, even though he was lying in her arms. The Rashbam emphasizes the fact that he was lying in her arms, which implies that specifically in this case was an issue of being marechiba, because in this case he was lying in her arms. But if it would be merely looking into his hair for lice, it wouldn't be an issue. And therefore, the Drisha seems to disagree with the Ramah. So even though the Ramah paskins that you're not allowed to be marechiba b'fnei acherim, even when it comes to merely looking into his hair for lice, nevertheless, the Drisha says that it doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like dafka if it's an intense demonstration of chiba, such as a man lying in his wife's arms in front of acherim, only then is it an issue api aloch. However, the Taz then defends the Ramah and says the Taz, we have to distinguish between two separate dinim that pertain to being marechiba b'fnei acherim. And says the Taz, there are two separate halachas. There's one halacha that you're not supposed to be marechiba b'fnei acherim. You're not supposed to demonstrate affection in front of other people for your wife. And this is something that's inherently aser. Even if it wouldn't be ma'ir taivas and hirhurim on the part of the person who is witnessing this, nevertheless, it's inherently something that's not sneistic. It's inherently lacking in sneis. And this first halacha pertains specifically to the case where it's an intense demonstration of chiba, such as the man lying in his wife's arms. So if he's lying in her arms, that's a more intense demonstration of chiba. That's usur inherently, because it's not sneistic. And this is completely irrelevant to the halacha about being ma'ir hirhur in the person who is witnessing this. There's a second halacha, and this halacha is specific to what you're doing to the person who is seeing this. That you're being ma'ir hirhurim and taiva to the person who is witnessing this. This is a separate halacha, and this applies even if you're not having a strong maras chiba, you're not lying in her arms, even if she's merely doing something personal, such as checking your head for lice, even though it's not a major demonstration of chiba, nevertheless, it is something that is personal taking place, and that might be ma'ir a hirhur in the person who is witnessing this. Therefore, we say that when it comes to this lower level, it's also, but only when, in fact, there's a chashash that'll be ma'ir hirhur in the person who is watching. That is the sheet of the Taz. So according to the Taz, there are two levels. There's being marechiba, such as a case where you are lying in her arms. That is also regardless of the third person having a hirhur. That is because it's inherently lacking in tzdiyus. And then there's the lower madrega of being ma'ir hirhur. And that applies even if it's something personal, such as checking his hair for lice, even if it's not something of the higher level, such as lying in her arms. That is the shita of the Taz. Now, says the Taz, there could be a nafkamina in a case, let's say, if the girl is your daughter. Let's say you have a daughter. So, if a person is marechiba to his daughter in front of other people, so it's not going to be ma'ir taiva, it's not going to be ma'ir any hero, because everyone knows that this is not the type of relationship that ever leads to bia. Therefore, says the Taz, in this case, you only will have the first halacha. You only have the first halacha that it's inherently lacking in tzniyus if you lie in her arms. This type of chiba is inherently also. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's being ma'ir here from the other person. And therefore, it would be also even if it's your daughter. However, checking lice is only also because it's ma'ir here her. And that would be mutter if it's not going to be ma'ir here, such as a relationship that doesn't lead to here. If it's a man and his daughter, it's not going to lead to hirhur. Therefore, this lower level iser won't apply because it only applies if it's going to be ma'ir your hirhur. And therefore, says the Taz, if you want to have the daughter check the father's hair for lice, it will be mutter because it's not going to be ma'ir your hirhur in other people, and it therefore won't be included in the iser. At any rate, this is the basic discussion of an ezer in Hilchos Tznius regarding what a person is allowed to do with his wife in public. And based on these sources, a person could apply it to a case where a person wants to walk with his wife in public and he wants to perhaps hold her hand. L'chayr, this would be being marechiba b'fnei achirim. This would be marechiba b'fnei achirim. And ostensibly, this l'chayu should present an issue api halacha.